It was mentioned about the folks over in the Carolinas and Tennessee and over there. Let's do keep those folks in our prayers. A lot of people lost everything. I mean, just the only thing they had left was the clothes on their back. So let's keep them in our prayers. I'm so thankful that you have decided to send funds that way through a Convoy of Hope. That's a good thing. And just remember, pray for them. Also pray for us this morning. Also remember our sister-in-law. She has, hopefully she'll get out of intensive care this week. As I said, we're hoping so. Anyway, this morning I want to call your attention to God's Word. We're going to look at the Matthew chapter 6, if I can get turned to it here. And we'll start reading Matthew 6 and 6. Read a little bit there, and my thought's going to come out of 1 Thessalonians. But let's start at verse 5. Matthew 6, verse 5. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when thou prayest, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. Excuse me, I'll read that again. And forget us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And it goes on and read just two more verses. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If correctly read, barring any mistakes I may have made, that is Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 15. Now, our thought today will come over here from 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Of course, this was written by the Apostle Paul under the church of Thessalonica. We'd like to look at chapter 5, verse 17. It has three words. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That'd be our thought this morning. We'll try not to keep you long. But that's what's on our heart, is to pray without ceasing. You know, the Bible tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, ladies, don't let that word man in there omit you. A lot of times in the Bible, I've studied it out to make sure I'm right, that when he talks about mankind, he's talking about all of us, male, female, boy, girl, whatever it might be. So when he tells us that we should pray without ceasing, that's all of us. Nothing more do I ever forget. My mother praying. We'd be out playing, me and my brother Dennis, and we'd come crashing through that door in the summertime wanting something to drink, some Kool-Aid or some iced tea. We'd go crashing through that front door, open it up, and their mom would be kneeled down by her bed. We hear her calling our names to the Lord. nothing better to do in your life than to pray to God. And he says, pray without ceasing. You think, well, now how in the world am I going to do that? Keep an open communication line between you and the Father. Now, when you pray to Jesus, I know, through Jesus, rather, unto God the Father. But we need to pray without ceasing. There's so many other places in the Bible that lean towards prayer and towards all the important things of prayer. And I'll not begin to cover all of them, but we do know that he tells us to pray without ceasing. How can you pray? That was one of the first things that I thought of when I was lost. I knew that this God was making me uncomfortable. Not that he was trying to be mean to me, but there was conviction. We like to use that word amongst saved people. Conviction upon my heart, and I knew everything wasn't all right. And I thought, how in the world can I pray? I've seen my mother and my father and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and all of the church there where we grew up at pray, but how do I approach him? Well, he tells us to, first of all, to realize that he is our Father. He is the Father of, he created this world. You know, as I look out, I know you'd have to turn around, but as I look out and look at the sun shining outside there, you know, his existence is making that shine. And those poor folks over in back east that are having all these problems with they lost everything. May God shine upon them help. Do you know that God can still perform miracles? I believe that. I've seen it. This gray hair hasn't went for naught. I have seen a lot of things. Seen some things I wish I hadn't saw. Experienced some things I wish I hadn't experienced. But by prayer and through supplication unto the Father, I have seen miracles happen. You can ask your dear pastor that comes here from time to time. Him and his wife was up at the hospital with us when my wife was so sick. The doctor came to me and said, she's not going to make it. But he didn't know, but to what he could tell. I remember Sister Shirley kneeling down there in that waiting room and all the rest of us kneeling down with her. Room was packed. People that didn't even know us began to pray. People started walking by that waiting room. Saw everybody's head bowed and praying to the Father. And they filled the outside of that area there at fifth floor at Cox Medical Center in Springfield. I know because I was there. And how that we got hold of the Lord and how that the prayer worked. And he heard and he answered prayer. He listened. Why? Because he loves us. I know sometimes when we see things like that happen back east, we think, well, how can a loving God let that happen? It's because sin's in the world. It entered in by man. Long time ago. And I'm not pointing my finger at Adam and Eve because I would have no doubt done the same thing. Because if you remember, Satan or the serpent, Satan came to Eve and said, has God said in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die? And she said, yeah, sure. Because that's what Adam had told her. Get it? Adam had told her, had shared that with her. What'd Satan say? Ah, you shall not surely die. You'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. In other words, put a doubt about this God. Does the devil do you that way? Does he put doubt in your mind? When you hear things, when you see things, when you experience things, do you ever think, well, this God, I just don't know if he'll hear me, if he'll understand. God said that he hears and answers prayer. The effects on fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He will hear our prayer. He will answer our prayer in his own good time. During this past week, my brother's wife's daughter, we were talking about that her mother didn't recover like we had planned. And I like something that she said. She said, we're trying to live on our time. God's living on His time. He will let things happen. There were reasons. There's reasons for everything. But if you only pray and talk with God. You notice I said talk with God. Sometimes people say, well, I want to talk to God. No, I want to talk with God. I'll have a two-way conversation with this king. And you know, because I'm a child of God and my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life in 1965, God saved my soul. I become a child of the king. I become a citizen of the new heaven. I am His now. And you know what? He is mine. Remember the night that I was lost and I didn't know how to pray. I'd watch people pray. I'd been to church all my life. That night I learned that what you do, you just call upon the great name of the Lord. That's all we can do. Call upon the great name of the Lord. When I bow, I many times will say, Lord, may I come into your presence before thy holy throne, before thy all of the glory of God. Beloved, when we can pray and we feel him talk to us. You know, that song goes, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me what? That I'm his own. Realize when he saved your soul that your name was written. Now, if mine says Terry Lee Nicodemus, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just know my name's written there. And how do I know that? The Bible tells me so. Back in 1965, when I was 10 years old, I'd become lost at 9, by the way. I can tell you where I was at when the Lord let me know that things weren't all right. But in October, you say, well, Terry, you've got a heavenly birthday coming up. Yes, I do. It was on it. We had one of those weekends where we were out of school Thursday and Friday, of course, Saturday and Sunday. We'd been out Thursday, and on Friday night of that week, I'd had enough of being lost. Bible says that Jesus said, no man can come unto me except he who sent me draw him. I was being drawn by that Spirit. Why? Because he loved me. He wanted me to become one of his. He wanted to adopt me into his home, into his household, into his kingdom. That night, back in that side of the church, there was a True Hope Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri, in the old building, not the one they're in now. I found Jesus to be my Savior. Was it any great act that I did? No, not by works, lest any man should boast. I just humbled myself and prayed. And finally got to the place where all I knew to do was just fall into his arms. I'd give up everything else. I told him, Lord, you can have my new Western Flyer bicycle I'd got for Christmas. He didn't want that. It was already his. I tried to deal with him, bargain with him. Here, you can have this. He didn't want that. You know what he wanted? He wanted me. He wanted me as his child. And for a little short time there, as I was trying to repent of my sins the best I knew how and trying to just give it all up, a little space of time I just can't tell you about, but when I come to myself, only thing that was there that before was darkness, heaviness, sadness, torment, all sorts of bad words, was nothing but peace. All I got was peace. No more heartache, no more. I even quit crying because of my sadness. I began to cry because of happiness. I remember turning to my mom and saying, Mom, you know, I think I just got saved. And she said, are you sure, son? Yeah, I was sure. What peace it is. And how did I get that salvation? It had to start with prayer. Well, I know it started with the convicting power of Jesus Christ. I know that he drew me unto God, his Father has drawn me unto his Son. But I tell you, the bottom line is I had to talk with God and tell him, I'm a sinner. I'm worthless until you save me. I'm bound for a devil's hell. And he took me and says, the song goes, or the Bible says, he set me upon a rock. And he established my goings. I'm so thankful today that because of prayer, we can talk with God. He said, well, you know, he's a mighty God. He sits on a throne and his son's on the right hand of his throne, and they're mighty and they're, yeah, they are mighty. But you know what? They'll come down to my level. I thought about that. I was a 10-year-old boy, and how that at the time, the president, I don't remember exactly which one it was at the time now. My mind's kind of slipped me. That's okay. I got gray hair. We can write that down. But, you know, I couldn't go see him. I couldn't approach him just any old time that I felt like it. But my king, through prayer, I can talk to him anytime I need to. Have you ever talked to God in the middle of the night? Your heart just gets so doggone heavy. One night I was laying in bed and I got thinking, God, I just get so tired of doing things that you don't like. He said, well, Terry, quit doing them. Well, the Apostle Paul had the same problem. He said, that I do, I would not, and that I would not, I do. Therefore, it's not I that do it, but sin that liveth within me. I said, God, I'm just looking forward today when I can take that off. I can take that sin off. Yeah, my soul's saved by the grace of God. He took my soul and gave me an eternal life. But this body still, sometimes I just get tired of being me. I know that sounds weird, but it just, there's certain things about my personality and some weaknesses I've got that I just get tired of being that way. And I try not to be that way, but you know what? Sometimes it just happens. And I have to go to God and He reminds me, you're just a sinner saved by grace. That's all you are. But you're my son. And I'm your father, and you're going to come to the new city that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. And once that we get there, you just wait. We'll have to wait. I know that. But what a place it's going to be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the one that saved me by His grace. And forever shall I be with the one who did what? Died for me. Oh, what a day. What a day. As you leave out of here today, and I'm going to try to cut it short here. As you leave today, I hope that God gives you words to say to Him. You know, I think He can do that. God, I just don't know the words. He'll go, here, son. Here's the words. When I pray for my loved ones, when my sister-in-law was in surgery and she was having some problems, and but everything basically went okay. They put a new valve in. I began to pray. God, I don't know how to pray, but just help me to pray for her. That the surgeon's hand, you'll guide them and you'll guide his mind. Because I know he can do that. I saw him do that before. My wife. So anyway, in closing, we need to pray. Pray without ceasing. Continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted. We've heard prayer requests here today. There's prayer requests. We could all sit here for an hour or more and talk about different ones that we'd like for you to pray for and for us. But just remember me and my family, my loved ones. I'll try to remember you. I think of Elkton Church a lot, even though when I'm not here, we go to where we're a member at. But we think about you a lot and pray for your good pastor and his wonderful family. We just love him to death, known him for probably 40 years, and just to remember to pray for them.